Good morning. Welcome to our Friday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. If you're accustomed to catching this live or early mornings, I apologize for the late to start. The daughter was having seizures in the middle of the night, and so we slept in a little bit, and then I've been trying to get my voice to wake up, so we're doing the broadcast an octave or two lower than normal, but we're going to give it a go. Been talking and praying this week about loving the accused and loving like Jesus and showing mercy is at the heart of how Jesus loves the accused. When the enemy accuses us, Jesus extends mercy. And when we encounter people who are living as those accused, God's desire is that we would show the same mercy that we ourselves have been shown. And today we're going to pray and talk specifically about a new birth by God's mercy. And 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." We have great hope, or at least we can have great hope, because of God's mercy. The original birth that brought us into life, that brought us into this human flesh, was a birth that will eventually end in death. But this new birth, this birth of life, is made possible by God's mercy through the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It tells us that the end, as most people would see it, is not really the end. It says we've been born into a new covenant, into a new family, into a new existence. God's desire is that by His mercy we would be transformed from the inside out, that this renewing of our mind, we would live with a different way of thinking. And that different way of thinking would change not only how we view ourselves, not only how we live, but it would change how we view others. It would change how we treat others. When we stand accused, especially when we stand accused of things that, well, we know we did, there isn't much we can do. And by God's mercy, He comes along and says that we are not who we once were. That the old has died, the new has come, it has been born. And by God's mercy, we can overcome the accusations because He has made us new. He has given us new birth in Christ. But it's not just us. When we encounter others, whether the accusations that they are feeling come from the enemy, whether they come from other people, whether they even come from us, God's desire is that we would love them like Jesus does. That we would bring a message of hope, a message of new birth, a message of God's mercy. But not just a message in words, but a message in action. A message that would change how we view them. It would change how they view themselves. It would help us, and it would help them to see as God sees. through the eyes of His mercy, through the price paid by Jesus, would we begin to realize the incredible gift of new birth. When I think of new birth, I think in some sense, and it's not a complete correlation, but in some sense, the Federal Witness Protection Program. And this process of giving people a completely new identity, that absolutely everything about their past is wiped away. And they become a new person, a new name, a new identity, a new everything, in order to protect them from those who knew who they once were. And this new birth that we have in Christ, this new birth by God's mercy, is even more complete in giving us a new name, in giving us a new identity, in giving us a new purpose, in wiping the past clean, so that those who once knew us would no longer recognize us, that we have been made new. And by God's mercy, we no longer live, as Paul would write, in the futility of our mind. We no longer live in darkness. We no longer live without hope. That's part of this new birth that we receive by God's mercy. This is, we belong because we've now been born into the family of God. The Bible says, for as many who are buried with Christ will surely rise with Christ. And when we die to self and we allow God to raise us to walk in new life, we realize God's mercy in giving us this new birth. As we spend time praying today, it's important, I believe, to pray about how we live as this new creation. But it's also important to pray about how we treat others, about how we love like Jesus loves. There are people all around us who are accused. And many who are living with the belief that those accusations can never be overcome. Perhaps you're listening today and you are one of those people. And I would encourage you to know that God's love is true. His mercy is, it's everlasting. It endures. And in doing so, He gives new birth, so that the old is gone and the new has come. Pray that you would live as one who would not only accept that message and believe it, but would share that message in a way that others know it. And they believe you mean it. And when we love people like Jesus loves people, when we love the accused like Jesus loves the accused, we shine a light that says, behold, all things are new, including this new birth. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has brought us to this point of new birth by your mercy. The old is gone. The accusations no longer have any land to stick to. any place to lay claim to. Because by your mercy, we have been made new. And Father, as we recognize the incredible transformation that the power of your Spirit can do in our life, may we be very deliberate in loving people like you do, in learning from how Jesus loved the accused so that we can love like that, that we can show mercy, that we can carry them good news of new birth, that the past doesn't have to entrap us. It doesn't have to bind us. It doesn't have to tie us down. That we can be set free, and by the blood of Jesus, we have been set free. And so, Father, today, as we live life, may everything we do be done in a way that represents Jesus well. May we live as those who have been given a new birth, that belong to a new family, that have a new outcome and a new outlook. And Father, as we love people today, may we be very deliberate in loving like Jesus. And in doing so, may we lift Him up at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.